is Thomas, July 11th. I think we'll find this section particularly meaningful and important. The idea of knowing oneself. You say it today, the... After the second... Yeah, okay. That's two full paragraphs on the page. Hey, Deus Atzma Yitzhak, Abdurak, Sakin, Esatzo, Kim, Lo, Lashem, Tikkun, Malo, Yehidia. When one knows himself, also find a way to be masakin himself, because if not for Tikkun, what's the point of the knowledge? Diagnosis is for the purpose of treatment. Yedias Atzma Shona Mikol Yedia Acheres, Shadam Yachal Erkosh, knowing oneself is different from any other knowledge that a person can gather. Kol Adam Hina Olam Yuchud, Vayedia Alam Hapanimi Mukrahu, Atzma Limza. Every person is a unique world, and knowing his inner world is necessary for him to find. Kimat bli kol azar mizulasa, almost without help from anybody else. It's not a generic science. It's not something that you can study generally. It's a very specific study. Hare Olam, Hare Mada, Rak Adam Echad Yochel, Liyaseid Mada, the whole world, this whole field of science, and only one person can establish this course of study. Hu Asher Rashi Kosev, Haloch Badaki Lutha Kafira Osei Necha. He says that's what Rashi means. Go in the ways of your heart, per what your eyes see. In the pasuk it says, "V'haloch b'darkei lipcha u'v'mari inecha." Rashi explains, "Follow your heart through what your eyes see, meaning your own interpretation, your own analysis."
In the Shema go, the Lotaturu.
Yeah, that's for desire. Here it's for self-analysis and awareness. Dias atzmeinu ena madam mesuyim. Knowing ourselves is not a specific science. And we only have what our eyes see. You can't look it up. You can't even Google it. We have to train ourselves to see well. That is the avoda that's before us. Matov ki enenu tzrichim lishov tzivui da'es atzmacham yukar zarem. Interesting the way he says this, but he says it's good that we don't have to draw the obligation of know yourself from foreign sources. I think what he's saying is that logic would indicate you need to do this even if we didn't have a source in Chazal and a Pasuk in Kohelas. Musar itself would indicate this, but maybe it would be harder to convince people. He's saying, but we don't have to draw it from an outside source. B'gemara hanal v'divrei Rashi matzanu tziva mefurish lakach. In the above mentioned Gemara, in the words of Rashi, we find an explicit command for this. Again, it's a strange way to phrase it. I think he means it would be necessary anyway, but it's more clear when it's in a pasuk in Gemara. V'havodahi, the avodah is yidias atzmeinu, knowing the self of tikkun atzmeinu, and fixing ourselves, our respective selves, ad kadei metzias shalom l'nafeinu, to the point of finding peace for ourselves, which you could describe as like an equilibrium or a groove, where a person navigates the Yitzhara and success well. Va'esik batar b'toch simcha tuv leva v'asher b'zeh ha'adam niyel tamen chalcha muvok, and the toil of Torah, the study of Torah from a status of simcha and tuv lev, which he has all that balance, will make him a proficient Talmud Chacham, Sefer Torah Chai, a living Sefer Torah, she's achid v'hishtalei v'matara, that is united and interconnected with the Torah. Zoi matara senu b'avoda ha'pratis. That is our goal in individual avoda. He spoke earlier about things like tefillah and Torah and things that are general for everybody. And now knowing oneself is a very specific, a very prati undertaking. Shleimus Hamidas Hechreachu Lahasaga Chatera Malaseh. Completion, wholeness of Midas is necessary for grasping the Torah and its levels. Zoe Me'am for Somos. That this is from the very famous thing that is well known, that you want to grow in Torah, you need to grow in Midas. V'divrei Chazal Borer Milu. Chazal spoke their words clearly. Ki haTorah niknas b'memchas ma'ilus shel midas tovos. The Torah is acquired through what? Doesn't say through knowing brachos peyed to Michael. It says through 48 midas, ma'ilus good midas. Kan hamakom lesbonin od pam v'divrei Rabbeinu v'chaim v'tanos in front of brachos peyed to Michael. Here's a good place for us to contemplate once again the words of Rabbeinu v'tanos. Shukosu b'shar kedusha sharveis shevano b'akdam l'shar hasheni. What he writes in the second shah of the Shah Kedusha, which we quoted earlier, in the second shah of this sefer, Matzano b'hem is ha'yisod l'kol avodas ha'adam. We find in them the foundation for all of man's avoda. Shehamidos hain quote ha'yisod v'akisei v'asharash. Midos are the foundation, seat, the root, the nefesh ha'sichlis, for that part of the nefesh called the nefesh ha'sichlis, and sher batol ekiyem ha'mitzvahs. The fulfillment of mitzvahs are dependent on kashlama ledvarim eila yavo ukan diver rabbeinu hagon of Yisrael salanta zechut tzak v'roch chayim above mechtav dala b'sefer Yisrael. To complement those words of Chaim Vital, Chaim Vital was a student of the Arizal, we'll quote here the words of Yisrael salanta in the Sefer Ari Yisrael. The Sefer Ari Yisrael is a collection of letters. Some of them are cryptic, but great Bali Musa considered them the greatest wealth of Musa inspiration. In the fourth letter he writes, Ki agam sha Torah mesur l'bnei adam, even though the Torah is given to man, lachtoch in yana kafi matara sechel enoshi, to, let's say, carve its matters per, I don't know why he used the word matara, which there's a reason. Matara usually means the goal. But per human seichel, lo nich b'shahi lasas b'ach kechav tzeinu. It's not owned or conquered by us to do with it as we will. Al pi taluchos ritzano seinu. Per the, let's say, the whims of our will. Pigel hu lo yiratza. That is like pigel. That is abominable. Not wanted by Hashem. L'hashiv tshuva l'shoalein tzedek l'shavtena meisharim. That's not the way to paraphrase what he's saying, is to bring back to God and judge correctly what he's the mission he sent us on. Kiloma. So he explains what he means. Lo ba shemayim hi. We have a rule, the Torah is not in shemayim. Anu chayavim lifsok halacha kafi sechleinu. On the one hand, the Torah is meant to be interpreted by human beings. Kodesh Baruch Hu says the famous Gemara in the fourth paragraph of Metzia, the Torah is the way the Chachamim interpret it. Hashem didn't say do exactly what I say, interpret what I say. You have that interpretive power, and that determines the Torah. What the Chachamim rule, that is the halacha. Aval haTorah nimzer rak l'sechel hashofet b'lin negiyos. It's true it's given to human intellect to judge, but only when that human intellect is judging without ulterior motives and outside forces that are affecting it. Inena kavusha etzlenu shenuchu lasos bo kafi ha'ola l'sechel ha'meshuchud min negiyos. It's not, we don't own it to do with it as comes up on a mind. That meshuchah means bribed, that is bribed or affected by other motives. A shoal may tunus din Torah of a somech lane kabal chubala, a mita shel Torah, a person who asks halacha from us and is relying on us to get a response that's true to the Torah. But a meshivim lo masha hela sechlina meshuchah, and we answer him what comes to our mind when our mind is affected, is bribed, swayed by other things. Just like a carbon that's shechted with an intent, with a thought that's incorrect, it's pigle, it's not what Hashem wants. Kach halacha shenifsa katoch, magia es ein a Torah, el pigle lo yiratza. Similarly, Paskin Shailan is based on ulterior motives and other things. It's not Torah, that's Pigulo Yerotza. Hence the need for Tikkun HaMidos, which is a very specific and personal process. It's a